Okay. So we already talked about how we added a new ministry to our missions last year and lost two that we were going to have, that we had part of a year. I should have brought my glasses. So at this point, we have 13 individuals or organizations, thank you, that we are supporting, and 10 mission organizations. The highlights for 2018, we had visits from 7 different ones, which most of us were here for those, so in the sake of time, I won't list them all again. But another highlight was that in June, we were able to help the Kennedys with a much-needed roof that they needed on their house. They live in Florida, and it was old. The roof was old and storm-beaten, and then the hurricanes came this year and last year, and so they appreciated our help with getting them a new roof. We didn't provide the whole amount, but we did send some. Diana will be talking about the Sudanese, so I will skip that. It's not working. Thank you. Another highlight was the Sunday that the men from the Bridge Ministry came, and that was really nice because we got to meet them and get to know some of them personally, and that was fun. And also with that, thanks to Janet's efforts, we've been able to help with donations of personal items for the men and Christmas items for their children.
And they really appreciate it.
I know there was the Pregnancy Center Walk for Life. I'm assuming that some participated in that. Okay, so that was another missions highlight. And then the last one, oh no, there was Operation Christmas Child, which thank Laura and those who helped with VBS this summer for their help with that and leadership with that, and people who provided items, people who helped fill the boxes. I think we sent 40 specifically out of FBF this year,
yep.
Plus there were a whole bunch more through the VBS that went out. Then the Christmas Missions Project, you already know that we more than doubled our amount, the $1,000 goal, to help the Evangelical Baptist Church in Yangon, Myanmar, to purchase land where they could build a building. And we're thinking this might be the most that's ever been contributed for a Christmas project. So the Lord really, through all of you and others who don't even attend here, I think, that gave money to help with this. And Louise Barnard, I know, was very grateful and overwhelmed, I think. She sent a note, and I had asked her in an email if she could tell us how much came in altogether. She said $7,950 from all sources, and that the gift from FBF was about 28% of the total money that came in. So she said, praise the Lord for your generosity. And it was really amazing. The last Sunday alone, I mean, I sent the email out because we were only about halfway there, and then we went way over, so I appreciate it, and I know that the church, whenever I hear anything from them, it will be summertime probably, but I will certainly let all of you know. And her note said, well, it was just thanking us again. I guess I don't need to read it.
That money, by the way, is not included in the $72,000 that we handled that project as a separate.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Even more than that.
Okay. So I tell, for the last few years that I've been doing this position, I keep saying that my goal is, and now I'll say my hope is, that in the last year we, as individuals and a congregation, have gotten to know our missionaries better, to be able to pray for them more and more specifically. And, of course, that will be our ongoing goal in hanging things up. Well, I'm going to talk about that, so I won't say it now. The other thing is, most of the missionaries that you ever talk to say that they are grateful for financial support. but they really depend on prayer support. So we give a lot of money to the missionaries, and we ought to be backing that up with prayer. So I fall down on this myself, and I'm writing out the prayer list and printing out the prayer letters, and yet I find I get to the end of the week to put the new ones, get the new ones ready, and I think, I didn't even remember to pray for this. So I have to encourage me and you to just remember, to look at the missionary board, the map, and see where these people are. Their faces are all up there, except a couple that I have to get up, the new ones. Read the profiles that go up on the board, which haven't been very many, I have to grant you, but a new one will be coming up next week on the Gideons. The old ones, when they come down, they go into a blue notebook out in the foyer that you can write your name on the sign-out sheet. Take it home and read if you want to learn about the missionaries that have already been up there. And I have, from last year, I've updated it, the list of all the missionaries, small print, all on one sheet or two sheets with bigger print. I'm not going to make copies of them, but anybody that wants a copy, let me know, and I can get you a copy, so that you don't have to wait till they show up on the bulletin board to find out more about them. Let's see. Oh, I was also going to say, if anybody else has a flair for writing and would like to write out a profile for the bulletin board, I'd be happy to share the load, and we would learn about more of them than every two to six months. Another way you can learn about the missionaries is through the magazines on the shelf out in the foyer. There are magazines like this one. This particular one is very, very interesting. I love reading about the tribes and how they respond when they hear the gospel, not just the gospel, but the word of God, the whole scriptures in their language. And like the Rodmans told us, how they told the story from the creation all the way up, and how they respond when they hear the story of Jesus and his death and resurrection. They actually cry when they find out that he was killed. And there are stories like that in these magazines. So pick them up. You can take them home and bring them back the next Sunday. It's too hard to... We don't have time to stand at the bulletin board and read all the newsletters and read all of the magazines, but you can take them home and just bring them back. Or the ones like Wright Doyle's, he sends multiple copies. Take one, just take it home. And when they're gone, they're gone. But these things do no good if they just sit there. And we just, you know, they're not decorations. They're to be read. So I encourage you to do that. summary list. The missionary report in the bulletin, that comes directly from newsletters that come in. I just pick and choose some as, you know, try to spread it out and be kind of even-handed. But those are just a sample of the newsletters. If you enjoy reading those, think about signing up or just letting me know, and I'll give you the emails, and you can get the missionary letters coming in your own email inbox, and you can personally see what they're saying and what's going on in their lives. They all write very informative letters, but some of them go beyond and tell you just from their hearts what's going on, what God is teaching them, what lessons they're learning. And they're very encouraging to read, and they sometimes are very challenging spiritually to read. And when you get these emails in your inbox, you can write back to the missionaries. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you they love that. Mm-hmm. And they write back, and it just amazes me. Sometimes I'll write, not very often, but when I do, and I get a letter back almost immediately or the next day. And you wouldn't think they'd have time, but they apparently love hearing from people. So I encourage you to do that. And there's a sign-up sheet for that, or you can just tell me. I'll put the sign-up sheets on the board again. So the other thing is the Missions Weekly, which is every Tuesday or Wednesday I send out an email. It's about this long. There's 1 week. Here's another week. I pick 3 or 4 missionaries that have current requests or that I haven't put anything in for a while and give us an idea of some specific things that they would like prayer for. That just comes easily in your inbox and you can just get
so set. People should let you know if they want to be on your
yeah,
list.
Yeah, I will. I have a sign-up sheet that was out there last year, too. I'll put it back up. Or you can just tell me personally. Oh, they also, a lot of them have websites or Facebook pages. And like the Brockmans and the Woolseys, they're secret groups, some of them. But if you email them, you can probably ask them to be put on there. And they might have pages that aren't secret groups, too. So that's another way you can learn about them. So then, now when we know all about them, we need to remember to pray for them. The prayer meeting prays for them every week. Just think, if we would each even just pick 1 or 2 to focus on ourselves, and everybody was doing that, they would be so much more, it would have so much broader base of prayer support. And I know that they would appreciate that, and it's good for us to do that. You can use the bulletin or the newsletter for ideas, or get the Missionary Weekly. Sharing time. Why did I put that? Oh, one other thing I've thought about, and I haven't done this myself. I kept thinking I need to lead by example, but during sharing time, we could use the one that's in the bulletin and focus on that one, and if we did that each week. So, I've thought about it many times, but for some reason, I haven't done it. But so I'm telling you guys, and, you know... help us support each other to remember to do that. That
Great
would be
idea.
One more thing we could do. I think that's pretty much all I have to say. I do have a devotional that Serve India sent a while back that I started reading through. I haven't used the whole thing, but I've got that if anybody is interested in taking that and using that. And yes, any questions?
I'm pulling more. Under InterVarsity, the Longwood representative and the HSC representative. Who is that?
Well, it's Blake Phillips.
Blake is
I don't
for
think
both
they,
or just one?
They don't work at Hampton Sydney right now. I think maybe they're thinking of sometime doing it, but it's pretty much Longwood right now.
All right, so,
but I think that it's set up that way because FBF gives to InterVarsity in Illinois for the Hampton Sydney and Longwood chapters. We don't give to Blake Phillips. We give to InterVarsity for
right.
those two chapters.
So it's not.
And so the money goes to them that way, even though there happens to be not the Hampton Sydney chapter.
So where's the money going?
Presumably the Longwood.
So I think by definition it's a combined chapter. They just, for right now, they don't have any Hampton Sydney presence.
So we're giving Blake $150 is what
right.
it is. We think.
That's which no matter who is
yeah,
in that
Emily
position,
knows. She
no
used
matter
to be
who
in that
is
position.
In that position, they get that the support is for the chapter.
Okay, I just hadn't ever really paid attention to it.
Right,
working
yeah.
with two colleges.
I know. But anyway, and so we do support Missy Kokito, which is at Hampton Sydney. But any other questions?
Shirley, can I have a copy of the one that you said if we wanted
one? The summary one? The summary?
Yeah, but you know where they are?
Yeah.
But I'd like the one with the large print.
2 sheets large print.
Okay. Next on the agenda is Sam and his State of the Church address. Fortunately, Nancy Pelosi is there, so we can't keep her
giving. I want y'all to do like you do in Congress. Everybody cheer for me, man. So I told a couple people.
Only if you say huge.
I told a few people that the meeting would be 45 minutes, so we are now 5 minutes over budget. But that's how we did it.
So,
I'm not going to be very long, though, with what I have to say. I just want to highlight some things, and I want to kind of give y'all something that y'all are going to have to do. So I just want to say that, you know, it's real easy. Like, I hate numbers. You can ask John Utzinger. Like, I hate dealing with financial stuff. I can't stand it. It's really easy to like look at these numbers and kind of get real kind of caught up in the numbers. But what I really want you to think about is with the budget as to what those numbers represent. Because you know how the saying goes, you know, you can tell what's important to somebody by looking at what? Two things, their calendar and their
checkbook.
So when you look at the budget, think about what it represents that's important to FBF. Even something as simple as we talk about like the lights being on, and we talk about money for repairs, money for utilities, money for janitorial expenses. A lot of that represents that this building is being used. Right. And it's not just us using it. It's other people having the opportunity to use this building and this building being a blessing to the community. And that's what this is. This building is not a sacred cow. It's a tool. It's a tool to be used for the glory of God. So if I had my wish, the door would be open every single day of the week and we'd have somebody in here using it to somehow bless this community. So that's what those numbers are about. You know, it's about how we can be a blessing to our larger community. When we look at the largest numbers on our budget, it really tells us what's important to us. I love it, and I've said this from the beginning, and one of the reasons we are here is because what is so important to this church is missions. I mean, look at how much of our budget goes to missions, and then look at where those missions are. This little church in Farmville, Virginia, is impacting the gospel literally around the world. People are being saved. People are coming to know Jesus. People are understanding the importance of the sanctity of life in our own community, in part because of this church, because of where that money goes. And I love it that the majority, a large part of our money, goes to make that possible. Thinking about the health fund, and yes, is that sustainable to spend that much on a health fund every year? Probably not, unless the Lord continues to bless it. But the idea of seeing how much is going into helping people, to not just telling people Jesus loves you, but to actually being the hands and feet and showing people that Jesus loves them. Coming alongside our brothers and sisters in some of their times of greatest need and being able to do something about it. You know, being able to do that for many of our own family right here in our church, but then also in the larger community. I can tell you for a fact there are multiple families outside of this church, talking in the larger community here, that are not homeless today because of this health fund. All right? I can tell you that for a fact, and I know who those families are. Okay? That matters, y'all. That makes a big difference, okay? People can really, we talk about, you know, Jesus revealing God. When we spend this money, we're revealing God. We're revealing the glory of God to people. Yes, we need to be thoughtful about it. Yes, we need to be faithful stewards to the trust we have been given. But let's always remember that. And I say that to just entice us to dream big of how God would bless our community and our world through us. Even, you know, I hate talking like, if it was possible, I would take no money. But y'all know that's not possible, okay? But even thinking about the money that goes to help my family, the elders, the main thing I am tasked with is to try to teach the word of the Lord correctly. Maybe sometimes I get it right, maybe sometimes I don't. But even that money is saying we value the teaching of the word of God. So think about all of these things in those bigger pictures, especially as we move into this year and what God might do in us and through us. So the main thing I want to highlight with y'all is I'm not going to tell y'all how things are. I'm not going to tell y'all what's to come this year. That is going to be your job. So today I'm going to be distributing a survey. Right? We're going to be having our Faith Bible Fellowship 2019 survey. I have some paper copies of it here today. You may feel free to take that. It's also going to be online, okay? You'll be able to take it from your phone, from your desktop computer, however you want to. We'll be sending the link out to that later today, probably with sharing notes or in a separate email. I would like to encourage as many of you as possible that can do it online to please do it online, because it makes it easier for me to aggregate it all together. So if at all possible, it's through Google Forms. You don't have to have a Google account or anything like that. You'll just be able to go in, fill it out, and do it. We also do have paper copies. This is important, okay? And I want to ask everyone to take it not as a family, but to take it as individuals within the family. I want to know what each one of you are thinking, not just necessarily your combined thoughts. It will take you some time, all right? There are quite a few questions involved in it, but not trying to equate it to the word of the Lord, but treat it as a spiritual exercise, all right? I mean, do it as a quiet time. Do it as a time of reflection with the Lord. Because what we're really trying to get a sense of is, where is God leading us? And I want to see where there might be unified voice and leading of the Spirit, and also where there might be new and creative energies that we can move into in the year ahead. Lots of churches make a big deal about, you know, the pastor's got to give a vision. Baloney, okay? Holy Spirit has to give a vision, all right? And what I'm trying to do with this is help us all capture that together. So what I want to do is I want to just read the questions out to you. I'm not going to say a lot about them. I just want you to start getting them in your mind and just kind of understand how I'm thinking and what I'm trying to gather. So it starts off by saying, please take a few moments to pray and position yourself to listen to the leading of the Holy Spirit before taking the survey. I can't stress that enough. Please answer each question as thoroughly as possible. Some of them might not matter to you, pertain to you. Feel free to skip those if you want to. Please know that these questions are in no way meant to judge or critique your spiritual walk or your level of involvement. I'm not giving them out yet, Howard. You got to listen. Thank you for helping us make sure we are united in vision and continuing our church's rich heritage of walking in step with God. We want to build on our strengths, be aware of our opportunities, and support one another in life and in ministry. Everything you say on here, I'm not guaranteeing you it's going to happen, but I think by doing this, we're going to have a nice a sense of where we really need to put our resources and where we really need to continue to move. So quickly, the questions are this. Your name, I would like to have that, please. How long have you been part of FBF? How do you personally connect with God? Again, this is not to like judge your spiritual level or anything like that. Next one, are you currently a part of a Bible study at church or in the community? If yes, please be specific. Are you currently involved with a prayer group at church or in the community? If yes, please be specific. I know a lot of you are engaged in things beyond the church walls, and we want to affirm that and be able to support that and maybe help connect other people to something you're a part of that could help them also. Are there elements of worship or Bible study you would like to see FBF engage more in? Please be specific. What ministries, missions, activities are you currently involved in with the church? Some of the top choices are already there, but you can add others that are there as part of that. What missions, ministries, activities of the church are you not part of, would be interested in serving with? Okay, this is your chance to get involved. Is there an element of meeting the needs of one another within FBF you would like to see us engage more in? Would you be interested in more small group opportunities? If yes, please explain what types. Concerning opportunities for gathering together for times of fellowship beyond Sunday morning, how do you rank FBF? Not enough, just right, too many. Please explain. What ministries, missions, organizations are you involved with in the community? We really need a sense of where we can tap in, where you're already serving, and support you in that. And once again, engage other people with that. Have you been on a mission trip? If yes, please describe. Would you be interested in going on a mission trip? Do you believe FBF is known in the community? Please explain. Should FBF actively seek to grow in size? Please give a reason for your answer. Final page here. How does FBF bless the community? How could FBF bless the community in new ways? Do you see opportunities for partnerships with other churches? Please explain. Obviously, we already have somewhat of that with Heritage. Do you feel FBF is a place you can connect with God? Please explain. Do you believe FBF is a place you can connect in community and have your need for relationship and support met? Please explain. Do you believe FBF is a place you can use your gifts to help meet the needs of others within the church and in the larger community? Please explain. What should FBF consider offering or pursuing that it currently does not? Please feel free to dream big here. That's for you, Diane. For all of us.
It's the whole thing.
That's right. You can write on the back. It's okay. You got to do yours online.
Thank you.
I said it all to paragraph online. Finally, what do you believe are FBF's strengths? What do you see as areas of opportunity for FBF? And how would you describe FBF to someone who knew nothing about it? I hope you can see that a lot of thought and consideration and prayer went into these questions, and they're big questions, and it's not going to be a quick thing to do, but I hope you can see they're important questions. And I hope they will help guide us, as like I said, as we continue to move forward to just be even more of the Lighthouse Church that we already are. So thank you in advance for your time in doing that. Take your time to do it. Don't take forever, though. Do it online if at all possible. If not, we have some copies that we'll have available. Here you go, Howard. Lil, come get them, please. We'll have some more copies afterwards, and we can make some more if you need it. All right? That's all I have. Again, it's not about me. It's about all of us together. The deadline is just don't be forever.
July. Next time.
No. A couple weeks.
Are you going to share the results of the survey with the body?
Yeah. No, so nothing you write will be personally shared as so-and-so said this. I mean, elders will be the only one who knows specifically who wrote what.
So it's not
but
anonymous?
You have to put your name on it. Yeah. Because I have to know how to talk to you about, hey, you're doing this. I need to connect this person with you to help you do that.
That's the idea. General findings you're
going to... Yeah, we'll talk about, hey, you know, there really seems to be, a lot of unity around us thinking about this. Let's talk about that. That's the idea here. We'll do general conversations and kind of help with, vision and leading and help making decisions about how we use our resources in the best way possible. But then, specifically, we want to connect people as much as possible. So when I know what Leah's doing over here, and I know that would be great for Kendra to know about, if Kendra doesn't know about that, then I can help connect them. Alright? I imagine us just having this web of connectivity where everybody gets to be connected in multiple layers of relationship and engagement and opportunities of worship with God. Alright? Anything else? Alright. It's on y'all now. Thank you.
Yeah.